So the Heilige Mishnah Vayitra Masechtas Kelim Perikei Mishnah Hey Musaf HaTaner. This is an extra part of an oven. Extra part? What do you mean extra part? Well, there's like a ring of clay that they put on top of the oven. That's to give it some more heat. So Zakta Mishnah Shel Balibatim Tohar. If we're talking about your standard house oven, that part is Tohar. It's not considered a chelik of the oven. It's not used for baking or cooking, says the Rush. However, Vishal Nachtoyman, if this is a baker's oven, tummy, then it is tummy. In other words, this Moisev HaTanir, if they built up this ring of clay on an oven that belongs to a baker, and here we're talking about a baker who sells bread, cooked meat, roasted meat, I guess a kind of a takeout. So it's Mekabel Tumah like the oven itself. Why? So the Mishnah explains. Ibnei Shehu, because the baker, Saimach Olav HaSashvut, when he's roasting meat, so he has like this long spatula, this pole that the meat is connected to, and he holds it over the fire. He puts it down on this. So first of all, ovens obviously were used also for roasting meat. And he leaned it on the Moisev HaTaner. That's how it went. Some explain he would lean this pole on the Moisev HaTaner and hang the pot on it. Try to imagine. He's leaning it crooked, hang the pot on it, so it's hanging over the oven. But either way, when it comes to the Taner Shel Nachtoimim, this Moisev HaTaner isn't just something extra. It's mamish used as a main part of the oven, whether it's for roasting or cooking. And therefore, we say, okay, it's part of the oven. It's Mekabel Tumah. And this is learned from a pasuk. The pasuk says, Utmeim Yiu Lachem. The word Lachem teaches us. Lachem L'chol Shebetzarcheichem. That comes to include parts of the oven that are used for the basic operation of the oven. All right, so either way, whatever Saimach Olav HaSashvut means, the reason the baker's oven has this chumrah, that the part on top is called part of the oven, is because the baker leans the spit. Spit is this pole that you roast from, on the shvait. Rabbi Yechon Asanler says, you know why by the baker's oven it's tamei? For a different reason. It's because Ibnei Shehu, this baker, Oifubai, will actually bake in this part on top of the oven, Kishu Nitchak, when he's pressured. A lot of orders, let's say on Erev Shabbos, and he has to bake a lot of bread at one time. Doesn't have enough space in the oven, so he'll actually paste the pieces of dough in this extra part on top. In what ways is Rabbi Yochanan Sandler disagreeing with the Tanakhama? Rabbi Yochanan Sandler says, just to say that the baker leans his shvut on it, even according to the other pshat, he hangs the pot from it, that's not enough. You have to mamish bake in it. Then we say it's an extension of the oven. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Ki Yotzabai, in a similar vein, where we see there's a difference. It depends what kind of a oven, in this case, what kind of a pot it is. Musaf HaYorish Shel Sholkei Zeisim. Sholkei means to boil zeisim or olives. You have these people that are boiling olives, and they also add like an extension to the top of the pot. They add it out of clay, and this way when it like bubbles up, instead of bubbling over, this extra rim on top keeps it in place. Like the Mishnah Tummy, that would become Tummy along with the pot. Why? Because it's needed and it's used. So it's called part of the pot. But Vishel Tzaboyim, that same rim, if it's added to the top of a pot used by dyers, meaning painters. Remember one of the Lamates Melachas, Soveya? Tar, that's Tar. So what's the difference between the olive boilers and the dyers? These people that are dyeing things, they're very careful not to fill up the pot up until the rim. They don't want the water in this pot to reach the clay that's on top of here, because the dye was very delicate, the paint was very delicate. If you get some clay mixed into it, it's going to be totally off. It'll ruin it. So you're going to ask me, so why do they have this at all then? And the answer is, look, sometimes they have to boil water here, and the water is going to bubble up and spill over. They want to prevent that, that's true. But generally, they're careful, especially careful that the dye doesn't reach that point. On the other hand, with the olives, just the opposite. If sometimes there was a lot of olives, okay, so it would cook at that point. Olives don't get ruined if they're in a clay pot. Dye does. That's why the rim on top of the olive pot is part of the pot. We need to cook the olives here after they're squeezed. That's going to get out the rest of the oil that was there. Didn't come out on the squeezing. We have no problem filling it up all the way to the top if need be. That's how the Teresi Soil explains it. So fine, it's part of the pot. But the dyer's pot is different. It's there to prevent the water from boiling over. Some say it's just there for niceness, but you want to keep the dye away from it, and therefore It's not called a chelik mamish of the keli. Okay, chazering over, we're talking about this extra extension, so to speak, on top of the tanner. If it's a tanner of balabatim, it's tar. If it's a baker's tanner, it's tamei, because he also uses it to roast, and he's going to lean the pole that you roast from, called a spit, he's going to lean it on it. Some say he leans it over the top and hangs the pot from it. Either way, he uses it, so therefore it's part of the oven. Rabbi Yochanan Sandler says that alone wouldn't make it part of the oven. What makes it part of the oven is that sometimes, if he's pressured, doesn't have enough room in the oven, doesn't have enough time to finish baking, if he would only have the oven, he actually bakes in this part. And therefore, it's mamish called part of the oven. So when it comes to rims, you have to know what it's used for. The same is true for a pot, a rim on a pot, not just on an oven. Those that boil olives, they boil olives after they squeeze them. That part is tameh. The rim is there to prevent bubbling over. And as explained, worse comes to worse, the olives rise above into the rim, nishkeferlach, it's even a mila. But with the dyer's pot, where they want to keep the dye away from it, it's only there to prevent the water from bubbling over, maybe just for niceness, some hold, not even for the water, it's just for niceness. So therefore, this extra rim is not part of the keli, and mamela, it's tar.